you just please state your name for the record so we've got people listening as well.
Good morning. My name is John Savage. I'm a commercial fisherman out of Rye Harbor, New Hampshire. And I fish under the small vessel category, which is just on the bottom end of a limited access ground fish permit. I just wanted to bring up today that the small vessel category, I've been looking at the landing, the possession limits, that what I'm allowed to land, and I've noticed other, such as the hand gear A, another limited access permit, they're increasing in what they're allowed to possess for their landing limits. And it was my understanding that when these permits were all cut back to 800 pounds, 300 pounds, that as permits advanced, everybody was going to advance equally. But it seems like the small vessel category, there's only a handful of us left, and it doesn't seem like they're moving forward. I did bring a list of what they're allowed to see, what they're allowed to land. I don't know if anybody would like to see it, just to see what I'm talking about. But a hand gear A is allowed to land. When the permits come out, they were all basically equal. A hand gear A was right on track with a small vessel exemption. Now the hand gear A is increasing in their landing limits. They can land up to 1,300 pounds of regulated species, but yet a small vessel category is being held at a 300 pound standard, which is 50 pounds of cod, and then the rest is made up by haddock and yellowtail. The haddock has been increasing in stocks. The yellowtail has been increasing in the Gulf of Maine, but yet, once again, the small vessel category is not moving up. It's being held to its original stature of 300 pounds. Like I say, once again, going back, I don't know which amendment did this. They needed to put a poundage on permits when the larger commercial permits were placed at 800 pounds of cod. The small vessel exemption needed to have a poundage placed with it. And at that time, the hand gear A was 300, so it was just the small vessel category was placed at 300. But permits are moving up, fish stocks are coming back, and I haven't seen, in my opinion, where the small vessel category has been allowed to move up in stature. So that was the point of what I'm here talking about today. I don't know if anybody has any questions, how I can make it clear.
Good. Thank you very much. What I suggest, we're going to have a break immediately after this portion, so there'll be people around that I'm sure people that are interested would chat with you and look at the list that you have. That's probably the best way to get some feedback.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Frank Meraki signed up to speak. Okay. Mr. Orlando. Joe, if it's Amendment 23 related, we're going to be talking about that the rest of the day. But if it's not, no problem. I just figured I'd... Yeah, great. Okay.
It's got nothing to do with that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much for calling me. It's mostly a complaint. I mean, over my career fishing, I have never seen so much lobster gear in the groundfish fishery in federal waters. We have lost so much ground between the roll enclosures still, which I wish wouldn't be there, but it seems no matter where we go now, there's lobster gear everywhere. All our bottoms that we used to work, that we're still working on, you know, we get out there in the morning, try to move around the roll enclosures and stuff, and which historically has been drag a bottom. You know, it's all in the mud and stuff. Now we get out there in the morning, we try to set out. As soon as we set out, we haul back in 5 minutes because there's gear everywhere. and I'm tired of it. I can, you know, I wasn't gonna come over here and complain about this, but something's gonna be done. And I'm just wondering if the council is gonna take up this issue in the future. So I just wanna bring it up to you guys. And I think it's gonna be a problem that's gonna get worse. When I first started fishing in 1974, I didn't know what a lobster trap was this time of year. Now, there's more lobster traps and lobstermen out there than there are draggers. So I wish the council would take that into consideration and maybe try to bring something up in the future and come up with something. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Orlando. And certainly people have heard your concerns and much appreciated. Anybody else in the open public comment period on a non-agenda item? Seeing none, back to the council. Okay, what we'll do now is take a 15-minute break and be in recess till 10:15, and we'll get back and start the groundfish portion of the meeting. Thank you.